This is Dakota Daybook for June 16th. The Roman Catholic Church's presence in North Dakota dates back to territorial days. In 1910, Pope Pius X created the Diocese of Bismarck, calling a new bishop to serve the diocese. Wehrle, previously abbot of Assumption Abbey in Richardton, was selected and installed by the Most Reverend John Ireland, Archbishop of St. Paul. Wehrle chose St. Mary's to be the provisional cathedral, or pro-cathedral, of the new diocese. Thousands gathered in the city with special trains bringing visitors from across the state to the capital for the grand event. Governor Burke, several clergymen, and dignitaries from Bismarck and surrounding communities all took part in the festivities. A parade more than a mile long marched from the Northern Pacific Depot through downtown to St. Mary's. It featured the Bismarck Band, members of the Grand Army of the Republic, brothers from the Abbey, and several community and religious organizations. Archbishop Ireland praised Bismarck's new episcopal role, and the Tribune noted that the event would long be remembered in the history of Western North Dakota. A potential high mass was celebrated for the installation. St. Mary's was resplendent with flowers and adornments for the occasion. After reading papal bulls and declaring the new diocese properly formed and erected, with Bismarck as the see city, Ireland led Wehrle to the altar and bestowed upon him his vestments and mitre. He then escorted Wehrle to the episcopal throne, where the clergy paid homage by kneeling and kissing the new bishop's ring. Bishop Wehrle oversaw tremendous growth in the diocese, with many new parishes and congregations forming. He helped establish 18 parochial schools and nearly doubled the Catholic population in the region. He served as Bishop of Bismarck until December 11, 1939, when he resigned due to health reasons. He died in Bismarck on November 2, 1941, and is buried in Assumption Abbey's crypt. Bishop Wehrle's legacy lives on in the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit in West Bismarck, which he began constructing. In addition, St. Mary's retains its link to that important role by keeping the pro-cathedral in its name. It will celebrate 150 years in 2027. Bismarck's Catholic community has much to be proud of, and their first bishop, Vincent Wehrle, stands as a testament to their enduring faith and impact on the religious and historical landscape of the region. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Daniel Sauerwine. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.